Do you believe in click it or tick it?
Don't let it go!
I don't know what this song
is. Anytime that you want, I'll be here in your arms. Silently,
not like this.
Holding on to the girl with the charms. But if there comes a day,
you should
turn your heart away.
All right.
How's
Look
it going?
At her ticket.
Easter egg.
Secret or ticket?
Oh my God! Yeah. Hopefully,
it's an Easter egg. An Easter egg ticker.
Yeah, seriously. Easter egg Tigger, ladies
Winnie
and gentlemen.
Click it
for all you
secret.
Winnie the Pooh fans out there, this is an Easter egg Tigger.
I'm Nick Schaefer.
Glenn Marshall coming at you.
Riona LaDuke.
That's not your name.
Tim Meadows.
Tim Meadows?
Wow. Special guest, Tim Meadows.
Yeah, he was supposed to be here. I guess we're waiting on him.
Yeah.
So the clock is ticking on you, Tim, if you can hear us live.
All right. So downstairs, this is the secret talking point, which you guys all thought was some sort of...
Here comes the secret.
All right. So downstairs, you guys were singing Simply the Best by Tina Turner.
Hold on to your butts.
And how could I think of anything except selling wrapping paper in sixth grade in middle school?
And magazines, right? Was it just wrapping paper?
Wrapping paper. Sorry, that was in like...
Wrapping paper was elementary
school.
Sorry,
yeah, it was elementary school. And then...
I Want One Day is my ringtone. Sorry.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, no. Hold on, what's happening here? Ryan's listening
Ryan?
To One Day instead of podcasting? Why don't you wire that
bastard.
Into the board, Ryan?
Bope, out to you, the Jerring Crew.
Oh, yeah.
Eagles,
yeah, I don't know if you listeners out there had to sell magazines in middle school, but we had this really sleazy dude...
It was bullshit!
Really sleazy dude who came in to Simply the Best... And, yeah, definitely. No. And he would, I don't know what his plan was, but it was basically to have a bunch of children sell
scamming
magazines.
Scamming children. He's like, oh, it's a great deal because if you sell, like, 500 magazine subscriptions that cost $1,000, you can buy, like, a $200 TV.
No,
someone didn't believe that children were the future. They thought children were fucking mindless.
It wasn't even that. You get, like, a fucking $50, like, CD player for $1,000. You need to kick it up.
Dude,
way past
I had the best scam. I worked in the, like, distributing tickets for sales thing, and I would just swipe tickets.
I remember you'd just steal it, and you got, like, the ill door alarm, the ill effect.
No, I tried to do that, and then they were like, listen, we just don't, you didn't sell this many. I was like, yeah, sorry, I, like, found the tickets, dropped
outside the
thing. The
door alarm only cost 9 tickets, and I remember the first
The
first year they did it was like, it's like, scare your annoying sister away from your room. But then the second year was like, security alarm to keep your home safe.
We used to have an
and
assembly,
had a picture, and like a portrait of Robin Williams for some reason.
Oh, it's like a creepy crawlers.
We used to have a meeting every day, though. The dude would come
Please
in and be like, hey, you guys aren't selling enough magazines. But today, the Weeble will be offering is Razzmatazz.
Tasmanian Devil, yeah. And
like four kids puked.
Yeah, if you wear the Weeble around there, you had your Weeble. After your first
I remember Thursday was cash-in day.
Yeah, you got a lanyard. And then you wore your Weeples on your lanyard. And then if the teachers were Weeple spotters. Can you
let's this play out.
Let's keep talking over it.
Justin Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen.
Can you imagine getting your master's in education and being told to hand out Reese's Pieces in the hallway to kids who have fucking Weeples stuck to their shoulders?
Charge $17 for this fucking album.
Or charging $17. It was so right. Wow, that was Justin Mitchell. I feel like
Holy
we could do a whole
balls.
Fucking cast on that. Whoa. Do you have,
These are just the free iTunes. These are like the free iTunes previews, guys. Yo, chill out.
Cue up Star Stuff.
I can't even hear myself.
Star Stuff is my favorite song. It's like, duh.
Hello. You have ever found
the day you find the He's harmonizing with himself.
Do not let her go.
Basically, the whole melody.
Well, we can't hear you right now because of music.
Okay, all right. So how you look at the guy's influences, and his influences are like the shittiest bands of the last 20 years.
It's like
corporate.
Justin Mitchell decided after hearing the song Constantine that he wanted to write bass and piano driven pop rock. So he creates like a reggaeton as like, you know, reggaeton, all the beats are like do 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 do. He decides to write star stuff, which is like do 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 star stuff. Do 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 do
reggaeton.
Oh my god. Exactly.
That's just a point. And then what? The worst thing is then, like, he gets advertised as this hot new, like, musician who's, like, a huge fucking success.
Yeah, Christian, not enough drops, but yeah, continue.
Okay. No, it's like, oh, he's a huge fucking success because he's selling his album for, like, $18 or something, whatever the fuck it is. And first, it's a five-track album. There's six tracks on it, but one of them is a remix of another track.
It's the tenacity to think that your music is worth money.
Yeah, that's absurd.
Well, I'm all so right, glad
you're
I got
charging it. More. All right, you're charging $18 for your five-track garbage CD where you sing everything fucking flat. Radiohead sold their last album for free.
Radiohead, for fuck's sake!
And that's not even the first album they've given out on the internet for free.
No.
Smashing Pumpkins have given out an album for free.
Easter egg.
Yeah, Pete's gonna be taking a piss. This is an Easter egg cast. This is all for you listeners.
This is all for the...
that was Pete rubbing my microphone against his junk.
This is the first... This is easily the most metal of all of our casts. If only we recorded Ryan destroying the...
Yeah, after Ryan didn't record the cast yesterday, he took the table with all our equipment and tossed it across the room. No.
Christian.
Yeah.
What am I drinking? What did I tell you to do so that I could drink it?
Uh-oh, Christian.
Respond in drop form.
Sugar. And water.
Excellent.
More.
Christian, what's that supposed to mean to me?
More. And that means what to me?
Oh.
Yeah, no, you can't fool him, though.
Hold on to your butts.
Oh, you can't.
He always knows what dropped to him. Even if there isn't even a secret word, you couldn't say a single word that would fool Christian.
That was secret.
Why not, Christian?
The secret word.
You didn't say the magic word.
It's always the drop I want.
Don't do it.
And some extra.
Yeah, Christian, this is really your time to shine because, we're a little
shit just got
here.
Real.
Oh, God. Shit just
That's
got
real. Because shit just got
because
real.
Because Pete's returned.
Shut up!
Christian, what do you do for a living?
I am an exceptional thief.
I have a mic in my hand.
No, I don't want to hear anything
yeah,
out of your mouth.
Because I'm unemployed through the mic. Isn't very interesting.
What, can I try?
Christian, you're like a prostitute. I don't want to hear anything you say, but your fingers make me feel great.
Christian. You are now the third member of the podcast for right now, and I'm the drop master.
Wow. Welcome to Pete. Welcome to ChristianGlennonNick.com here.
Pete it or Christian?
No. Pete it. Switching with Christian now.
Switch it or Christian.
Click it or Christian?
No, switch it or ticket. Oh, man. Thank God only like two of our most devout listeners are going to find this.
Yeah, it's probably going to be. We'll give
you
some hints.
I bet
maybe a period or an ampersand somewhere on the website.
I bet you Aaron's going to find this.
We can only hope that someone will.
Aaron would still enjoy this a lot. So what's up, Wad?
This is a cast for no one.
I feel like if anyone who were to... If they were to find this, they must be on the website a lot.
Too much, arguably.
No, there's no
Where
such
did yeah, I go wrong on the website?
To find this shit. It's turning my brain to shit.
Yo, all right. The beer I'm drinking right now is Harpoon, courtesy of Pete.
Harpoon IPA.
But
a great
on
beer.
Yeah, it's a good beer.
No.
On the label it says love beer, love life. Okay. I wonder what alcoholics would think of that. Love beer, love life. How are you gonna sell
Give
this
me sugar. I bet and water.
I bet they
no,
sell
don't get
this
a mic if you're working the
No,
board.
You can't have both.
I have both.
No, he can No, you can have
I know you have both, but you can't.
You can have the mic, but
Ryan's muted you, so
it's
don't even
the
bother.
Vegetarian, motherfucker.
But can you imagine can you imagine like being in AA and all of a sudden being told love beer love life? But I was told I was destroying my life with beer.
No, I'm loving it. Oh yeah, I'm looking at
not
this
when
beer.
You're drinking IPA,
Harpoon IPA.
Oh,
so hold on, alcoholism is the
yeah,
white
right,
whale,
right.
And we need to kill it with this harpoon. Because yeah. If I love beer, this beer I'll love life.
Oh wow, and I'm looking at my beer, which is Snake Dog IPA. And it
oh,
says,
your beer.
And it says at the bottom, good people drink beer. And that's a Hunter S. Thompson quote. Another thing that should not be put in a poster in an AA meeting.
Or should be. Because hold on.
Yeah, like one of those wacky cats holding on that says hang in there.
I am an FBI agent.
It's true. I double as an FBI.
You're
that's my day job.
Quite a bit.
Pete's smiling for all those you can't see him at home.
Yeah, let's try to put the same pressure we put on Christian on Pete here.
Hold on to your butts.
Yeah, all right. So let's make him respond yeah. to
right.
a drop.
All right. Shit. All right. If I were playing a game at an old folks' home, I might yell. Oh, he's so slow.
Bingo!
Oh!
It's a dilemma. You see it, but you just can't get to it. It's tricky.
It's how about I give you the finger?
I like that we cut it off, because it's just... All right, what else we got?
Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it, Nick!
I'm really indifferent about that. I mean, like...
Pete, when you...
That drop?
Pete, when you tossed that chick salad, you thought that it was...
Peter, I was really indifferent to that. What?
When you tossed that chick salad, you thought that it was...
Oh, God. Peter's totally fucked up our computer. I don't even know if this shit's still recording.
Brian, check it.
Yeah, Ryan, make sure this is still recording.
Easter egg!
Ryan, make sure it's recording.
ultimate Easter
Happy Easter!
Yeah, this is... Easter from cooking a ticket here.
I hope someone finds this on Easter.
Pete, when you ate out that chick's butthole, you thought that it was...
Hold on to your butts.
No!
That's a strange thing to
That's
think.
That's what you were doing while you were eating out her butthole.
What?
Yeah, no one can hear you, Pete.
It's not
down, yeah, leave it down. Leave it down, because your only weapons are your draw. Oh! Pete just went for a nut shot on Ryan. He is freaking out here.
I feel like this is a radio broadcast of a boxing match, except it's Pete against Ryan's testicles.
Speak through the drops.
Ryan is a Balchinian, so his Bingo. Testicles are located on his chin.
Bingo!
If all those fans of Men in Black 2 out there will be getting all these fucking zany drops.
Oh, Glenn. If you were in the movie Planet of the Apes, how would you fight the apes?
And that means what to me?
If you were on the Planet of the Apes, how would you fight them?
Get your big butt back in the house.
Yeah. Surely fighting some sort of defensive structure would be a good idea. But, Glenn.
Nah. Fight the apes?
How would you fight apes? Intelligent apes.
Well, they are intelligent, and I don't have a gun.
Well, you could try to steal one.
They don't really have guns, though, do you? They have, like, some weird stun shit, so they can take you and give you a lobotomy. Now, are we going off the original Planet of the Apes or the
This is going off your imagination of what a Planet of Apes would be like.
Or the Mark Wahlberg abortion that happened later.
We should always use the Mark Wahlberg abortion.
All right. Whoa.
This drop has never been used, ever.
Hit that again.
It's an Easter egg drop.
Hit that wacky morning radio again drop. The wacky morning radio. Like, no, don't put on this mic. I didn't say the magic words, so people won't hit the right drop. Yeah, this is terrible. Coming to you live.
This is Ticket in the morning.
In the morning.
Wild maniac.
Cricket or two.
Crazy Nick. Fucked up Glenn and stupid Pete. Special guest, Crazy Christian.
How about?
Did we do crazy
the finger? Giving you the finger here.
Extra craziness.
Weather, traffic, sports,
news.
All your news sports one-stop shop for all kinds of crazy morning action.
News, sports, traffic, weather, coming to you live.
Ryan is
Ryan is adjusting our levels.
Their mix not flat.
Fuck you, Dick Whitman.
Dick Ryder, you're the shit.
Yeah, Dick Ryder, you are the shit. Dick Whitman. Seriously, Dick Whitman, I'm going to find you, and I'll have a few choice words
I'm going to find Dick Whitman and turn him into Dick Ryder.
Hold on to your butts.
Force him into becoming Dick Ryder. No, I will have a few choice words to say to you if I ever find
more.
You. More choice words?
More.
Or you want me to get angrier? Well, more. maybe there will be a little bit of skull fucking going
Pete,
on.
Pete, remember when you were Pete, remember you were banging Carmen Electra and she just kept saying,
"This is your fucking wake-up call, man."
Pete, remember when you were dropping pennies off the Eiffel Tower and people on the street were screaming?
Pete,
when did we get an applause drop?
Pete, what about when you were being sentenced to life in prison for multiple homicides, and you said to the judge,
"I am an FBI."
Pete, remember when you were on a rowboat in total solitude and you screamed at the heavens?
Remember when you were lost in the Arctic wilderness and you only had one instrument with you and you spoke through song?
You didn't say the magic
Remember
word.
When you were in the same Arctic wilderness and you were driving a team of sled dogs and you screamed at the sled dogs?
Give me sugar and water.
Remember when you were supposed to play a rabbi at Hanukkah and you were supposed to tell the story of Hanukkah, but instead to the kids you said...
And that means what to me? And that means what to me?
That sounds very Jewish.
And that means what to me?
Remember when you were on that other Jewish holiday, I think it's Passover, and you were hiding the matzah, and the kids couldn't find the matzah because you're really good at hiding matzah, and you
said...
Like
this Easter egg.
It's Dr. Contrarian, motherfucker.
This is easily the best Easter egg I've ever been a part of. Pete knows.
Remember Christian. When you were fighting Goldar from Power Rangers with a bow staff, and he he hit you in the stomach with his sword, but it didn't pierce the flesh, and then you said... Oh, you already used that
remember,
one, okay.
Remember when you were playing Dungeons & Dragons with 3 out of 4 members of the Tyrion High School janitorial staff? And you said to them, wait a minute, my character can't be dead because...
Ho.
Because
ho.
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 Pete, count us off for this next rock track.
Disgusting.
Christian, you got one so bottled up there?
Okay, you just hit a big league home run. What did you say right after?
Remember when you had a baseball bat and you were running through a lamp store screaming at the top of your lungs? You had a baseball bat, and you're running through a lamp store, smashing all the lamps, screaming.
And that means what to me?
Remember after you gave...
What an existentialist exercise.
Remember after you performed oral sex on all the members of Fall Out Boy, you said...
Hold on to your butts.
Remember after you gave birth to the children of one of the 4 members of Fall Out Boy, and you said...
How about I give you the finger?
Yeah, but what about all the money you could have conceivably got to raise your child? That doesn't answer my question.
Donkey crap.
How are you going to raise this kid? You don't have a job.
Not like this.
Pete, what do you think of having a drop, which is track 18 off of Tenacious D's first album, backwards saying donkey crap? What would you think of that? What would
Not
you think
like
of that?
This.
Oh, wow, that was lame. Oh, that was hilarious.
Well, last night, Mariano Rivera blew the save.
And that means awesome. What to me? And that means what to me?
Well, you're a Yankees fan. It should mean a lot.
Guess
Get
what?
Get your big butt back in the house.
Hey. Only
guess what? We just found out that Manny Ramirez tested positive for steroids.
Bingo.
And oh, what does that say about the 2004 World Series? I don't know.
It just cheers.
Wow. I seriously, when did we get this applause drop?
Right after.
Remember when you and Rita Repulsa were discussing why you throw your scepter in the same spot on Earth every time? And you said to her... It wasn't shit just got real. You said something.
Shit just got real.
Oh, you did say shit just got real.
Okay.
All right, acceptable. You said that to her?
You said that.
Pete, if this were Antique Roadshow and I were to bring you a pile of shit and I were to say, this is shit is from the Civil War, what do you have to say to that antiques expert?
You didn't say the magic word.
That brings me up to Sam and I had an idea for a modern art piece once.
More?
All right, I'll keep going. Basically, it's a picture of a marble pedestal. And you take a fat shit, like one of Christian's shits. Christian takes bigger shits than any human being I have ever met.
Do you save him up for a week like I did at summer camp?
No. It looks like one of the
naturally born.
It looks like one of the horses in Central Park took a shit. It's horrifying.
And that
I didn't believe
to me.
It's a God-given talent.
So you take one of a Christian-esque shit, and you gild it. You dip it in gold, and then you put it on the pedestal.
Would it still smell if it's the
No, absolutely not.
Gold?
It's sealed, obviously.
In metal. Precious metal.
Ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Yes, it's not called ho, ho. So you put it on the pedestal, and it's a modern art exhibit, and you entitle it, You Love It. So all these modern art people will be like, oh, I do love it. That is so fucking seen.
No, they would think that it's like, oh, I don't love this.
Yeah, exactly.
Therefore,
I love it.
Yeah
exactly. It's
a gilded shit on a marble pedestal.
Disgusting.
No, but it's not
Glenn,
disgusting.
Hey, Glenn, trophy animal.
Uh-oh. Why are you so good at killing trophy animals?
Not like
so,
this.
And so bad at killing everything else.
Remember the first time when you were shooting at trophy animals and you got really mad?
This is your fucking wake-up call, man.
All right, yeah, and I was like, Nick, this is your fucking wake-up call. And then you got really frustrated because you couldn't hit. Like, you weren't doing that well, and then...
I was getting a little ripped off, too.
Yeah, so you screamed at the top of your lungs
don't
again.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, he was saying that to the cows who kept getting in the way of his bullets.
Yep. But...
just the hi-hat on the rim shot?
Wait, at what point in Men in Black does he say don't do it?
Oh, when he's at the
it's
table. No, Pete, you don't have a mic.
Oh, yeah.
When David Cross is at the table at the morgue, and David Cross has the fly swatter inadvertently for some reason, and he's walking off to the counter, and he's like, thank you for
Bingo,
making sure
your
the
fucking
bell
wake-up
works.
Call, man.
Hey,
I am an FBI agent.
Pete, if someone had a gun to your head and said, play 8 drops in a row that don't make any sense together, what 8 would you play? 8 drops. Hit spacebar. Hit spacebar to cancel this. Use the spacebar to cancel.
Try a somersault. Right.
Someone's holding
a barrel roll.
We need to have Star Fox drops.
All right. Get your big butt
your
back in the house.
Did a barrel roll
Hold
like
on.
That right
and that
before
means
he
what
died.
To me?
Silence. Silence. Pete, communicate to us in 8 drops the essence of your soul. Okay, he says okay.
It's Dr. Contrarian, motherfucker.
You didn't say the magic word.
Don't do it. Give me sugar and water.
That's all I
am an exceptional thief.
Beautiful.
I am an FBI agent.
She was wisely.
Yes. Great. Perfect. Oh, way to bring it all home.
What an amazing turn of events.
More.
More? You want us to keep going?
You want to have more? You want to have more
get
than
your
eight?
Big butt back in the house.
We said only 8, Pete. Please. No drops, please stop. You're hurting my ears.
of the movies that we have drops from, play the drop from your favorite movie of these.
Whoa, I've never heard that.
Whoa, what,
shit.
The hell is that?
What is that?
What's the name of that
Bingo.
One?
Yeah, Christian, aren't you the drop master?
Is that
What's the
what
name
is
of
that
drop?
That's like Earthworm Jim's
Bingo.
Son being
hey,
banished
hey,
to
hey,
hell.
Hey, don't fucking the dog you mean who is like his sidekick? All right,
that
friend?
Level where you're supposed to catch the puppies and if you fail, like the dog comes out and mauls your ass on Sega Genesis Earthworm Jim, that was fucking terrifying.
Dude, Earthworm Jim is such a good game. I only had a
Pete's
computer.
Agreeing with me vociferously without a microphone.
I love as soon as you get to
get Pete a mic.
No,
Ryan,
can we make someone loan podcast?
As soon as you No. If we've already decided if Ryan
Pete, you're backed up.
If Ryan
Am I?
We've already decided if Ryan fucks up another podcast and doesn't record it, we're going to sit here and write on a whiteboard and make him do an entire podcast by himself with us
just got
writing
real.
Shit on the whiteboard and force him to do a whole thing by himself.
I think also new feature, I think we should have Ryan reading the speeches of villains in movies. That's all I'm saying.
Oh yeah, that's a great
and
idea.
And write a fucking G.G. Allen diary entry.
Whoa. I believe
do
I already
it.
Addressed that in the fucking real podcast we
Shit
laid down tonight.
Real.
I just want you to do it because I want to read them because I think they're going to be really funny and I think it's going to improve our website, and I think you will feel better about yourself, and your self-esteem will be better.
Why don't you
do
get
it.
On Pete's ass
don't
and try to fucking add some creative content?
Because G.G. Allen's so much in your wheelhouse. We haven't thought of one for Pete. What's Pete's thing? All right,
let me try my first one. All right, I'm gonna do this off the top.
Did you guys like my Teddy Roosevelt one?
No. Yes, I really did.
Did you like that it was a reference to a Hemingway short story?
Yes.
You caught that reference?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Do you think he's going to help them give the Indian, like, give
Wait,
birth?
What is it, Glenn?
This is a G.G. Allen diary entry.
Can I
have a cigarette?
November. All right, Glenn. November 18th, 1989.
More.
After a G.G. Allen
More.
Concert.
I woke up today not
More.
Covered in blood, not covered in shit.
More.
But covered in love.
Hold on to your butts.
Usually I wake up at the hospital or in the police station. But today I was surrounded by adoring fans carrying me in a crowd. My body was not cut by glass or metal. Actually, I was still dreaming. I woke up and I was covered in shit, blood,
Give
and
me
glass.
Sugar.
And that's the whole thing.
In water.
Put sugar in G.G. Allen.
More.
I'm kind of liking talking into it like this.
G.G. Allen is diabetic.
Disgusting.
Pete, if I was a diabetic and my insulin levels were getting low, what would I need?
You didn't say the magic word.
Please, give me my insulin.
Hold on to your butt.
No.
He's going Peter. To die.
My sugar levels are getting dangerously low. That's not funny. I'm fucking dying in front of you, and all you can do is make wacky sounds.
This is your fucking wake-up call,
I
man.
Know. This is your fucking... I need sugar in my system. No, oh, you won't give it to me. I'm wilting like a flower
He's
in the heat.
And that means what to me?
That means you're going to have a dead body on your hands in like 5 seconds.
What the people in the audience are missing out on is that Pete is acting out all of these drops physically.
Yeah, yeah, like...
So my banjo string just popped.
Just give Glenn what he needs.
That's what Pete, what would you say while I die? You can just hit that same trap again.
Not like this.
Oh, you would really say that?
It was appropriate death drop.
Pete, what if we got you an entire crate of Jägermeister flasks for the next month?
Get your big butt back in the house.
he made a drinking gesture with that, trying to make it make sense, even though
I
we
don't
all
know if he was talking to me.
I think it did.
I'm the only
thank you. Thank you, please. Oh, God. Sorry. Guys.
Thank you, please. You're an all asshole. Right. Thank you.
I am an FBI agent.
Who's laughing now?
So if, if you guys are playing Risk, what country would you take first?
This is your fucking wake-up call, man.
If you're playing Risk, which continent would you take first?
Always North America.
What territory would you take first? If you had to take
Kamchatka.
One territory. Really?
No.
It's a shitty territory.
I always secure
Kamchatka would be
the border with South America. Yeah, Kamchatka's
would
great
would be good
one.
If you want North America.
Yeah, Kamchatka then.
Don't
Africa.
Do it.
My thing is, anybody who picks South America over in Africa is a fucking idiot because it's the exact same sort of defensive strategy, except Africa you get one more reinforcement per turn.
Yeah, but you're also bordered on one more continent.
Yeah, but that continent is weak and hard to hold.
Therefore, you also have access to two continents at once.
It's so much harder to hold.
Yeah, but that's retarded.
No, but the thing is, Glenn, whoever's coming at you from North America is going to have a very concentrated, well-reinforced attack. Anyone who's coming at you from Europe or Asia is probably going to be fractured, not having full reinforcement.
All right,
hold on to your butts.
But assuming
those are really hard to hold.
Yeah, hold on to your butts.
We have that twice.
You should take Africa.
Africa. From a capitalist?
Africa, you say?
Africa is the best place to build out of besides...
Beating a drum roll, please!
Sugar. And water.
It's like a poem. Not here, can like you do this. A poem? Could you keep the bongos rolling while doing the conversational drops on top of
right
it
click,
the poem?
Right-click the bongos. Right-click the bongos and hit loop and then make a poem.
Over the bongos.
Yeah, right-click.
Make a bongo. Make a drop poem.
Let's see it.
Hit loop. Now hit it.
Some beatnik for us. What?
Oh, wow.
That's not looping.
I'll just keep hitting it. No, I hit the right one because I'm Finney.
Oh.
There we go. Here we go. Beat poetry.
Hold on to your butts.
Hold on to your butts.
I know. How does that click on?
Don't do it.
Bingo. Bingo.
And that means what to me?
All right, well, we're at 27 some minutes. I feel like it's about time to sign off on this.
You guys are so entertaining.
Yeah, we're really glad if you stuck through this far. I mean, not only do you have no life, but you're huge fans of us, which is
that means what to
a
me?
Plus. It means
you found the Easter egg, and you will get a T-shirt, except we don't have any, so.
Well, we'll be printing up T-shirts. Actually, we should make windbreakers. That's so much more radio.
Get your big butt back in the house.
How about some sweatpants?
How about
It'll say click it on your dick, and then on the back it'll say ticket.
And that means what to me?
We make fucking...
It means you have sweatpants that suggest you click on your dick, or else you'll get Marilyn Manson tickets.
Reference back to the first podcast.
How about, did you listen to the first podcast? Or
no,
that's only
I've
by
been
word of
informed.
Mouth.
Christian.
How about we make fucking
click
it or ticket members only jackets?
Christian, if you had to shove one of the following objects in your butthole, which would you pick? Beer bottle, hedgehog, or golf club?
Well, I
shit just got
so
real.
Hedgehog.
What?
Hedgehog.
Hedgehog?
Bingo.
It's easy going in, but not going out.
Yeah, you said shove up your ass. Now, which one would you shove up your ass?
Well, I mean, once it's up your ass, I mean, it's up there. And either you keep it there forever or you pull it out.
I'll keep it there till I die.
Bingo!
All right.
Well, Mike Eckley already covered the golf club, so he's just going...
This isn't gonna be nearly as secretive as we thought it was going to be, but there you go.
Yeah, fuck you, Mike Eckley.
Don't do it.
Yeah, and a quick note, shoving a golf club up your ass does make you gay.
Pete, what sort of beverage do you want me to get for you before
Give
we close this podcast?
Sugar and water.
Oh.
Oh.
All right. Well, Ryan Green, do you have any last things to say to us?
No, that's too bad. Sorry, Ryan.
He says no.
How about I give you the finger?
Yeah, I'm giving Ryan the
and
finger.
You and give you me give my phone call.
All right, y'all. Ryan, watch
Good night, Easter egg!
Woo!